The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, January 7th, and we are getting you ready for some football. Of course, plenty of content in this podcast feed. You can go check out the Brady Quinn Football Show. We discuss lots of things about the playoffs with a former NFL quarterback and probably talk about things that get thrown on the Bills field once they have fans back there. Oh, tomorrow, our playoff best bets coming up. But for now, bold predictions for the wild card round and the entire postseason. By the way, if you like the content, leave a 5-star review and tell us, a pick six New Year's resolution. I like that idea, Debo. What should we resolve to do? I got a DM from somebody that said, shout out to Wilson for being the only guy to bother upholding the integrity of professional football by blasting the Eagles for their stuff on Sunday.
What about this, Debo?
Wilson to be your voice of reason.
Shut up, Breach. What about this, Debo? Miles Sanders came out today and said that he was very troubled by Jalen Hurts being on the bench. And it sounded like, according to reports, Jalen Hurts was troubled that Jalen Hurts was on the bench, even though he knew that Sudfeld might get to play. But that the thinking was that maybe the doors would have been blown off by the time that Sudfeld saw the field.
Miles Sanders did not play in that game. He did not play because they wanted to keep him healthy. That's the very epitome of everything. We already discussed this with Brady.
What about defensive players wanting to beat up Doug Peterson?
They're not going to be on the team next year.
That seems like a problem. If the players want to beat up the coach, it seems like a problem.
I do think the one, and by the way, credit to my buddy Zeke, who said that this is going to be a story for longer than just one day. I think he turned out he was right. It's sort of fading away at this point, but you knew it was going to be a big thing Monday and Tuesday. I will say that I think if Doug Peterson lost the trust of more than a handful of players, then he has a problem on his hands and he made a mistake. But I'm not here for the integrity of the league and the integrity of the game. Even Ron Rivera said it was fine. What did he have to gain?
You going to argue with Ron Rivera, coach of the year, Ron Rivera?
You made a single decision in one game that not only pissed off half your team, but you alienated both your quarterbacks. Because now Jalen Hurts is like, what the hell is going on, man? And Carson Wentz, who may or may not even want to be on the team anymore, is probably like, well, Doug's throwing everyone under the bus, not just me. It's Jalen Hurts. What do you even do? Who's your quarterback next year? Nate Sudfeld?
Yeah. Now Carson Wentz has said it was leaked to the Associated Press, a reputable organization, of course, that he has not made a decision on how he wants his future to proceed. He's going to take some time and figure it out. I don't even know if I can say the word. I mean, I'm out on Carson Wentz.
He's fine. Look, he declined, quote unquote, to talk to the media. I don't care. Good for him. He doesn't have to talk to the media. You know what they're going to ask? He's going to get upset. He doesn't want to be there, and his people are going to say that he does. He's figuring out. Who cares?
Why is he upset? Are you guys saying he's a baby?
I mean,
I think he's sort of a baby.
You could say that about Tom Brady. Tom Brady cried at a documentary 20 years later because he was drafted sixth.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's a baby with 6 Super Bowl rings. That's a huge difference.
But he's still a baby. That's the question.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on. Enough Eagles talk.
The only baby. The Eagles are in the
playoffs. This is the playoff chatter. We are 2 days away from 3 playoff games happening.
The only non-baby is Ryan Finley.
Weird.
How about baby face Finley on your tattoo?
Twitch stream previewing the games on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if they changed the account yet, Debo.
It will now be the CBS Sports HQ Twitch account. We will be live from 12 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday up to the kickoff of the first games. And then we'll also have some action during the fourth quarter because the Ryan Finley bet went so well. We're going to be live during Saturday and Sunday's fourth quarters of the late games.
So go to twitch.tv/CBS Sports HQ. I assume.
Try that out. We'll definitely put it all over at Pick Six Pod, all over all of our accounts as well.
We download the Twitch app on your phone or your smart TV, or if you want to use your computer, whatever, you can watch us pregame. Is it going to be the three of us pregaming it? Am I crazy?
No, we're going to have a whole crew pregame.
Oh, cool. Exciting.
Wait, and then it's just me and Brenton by ourselves postgame?
Heavy gambling pregame, and then we'll have, we'll mix in some fun guests, live as well.
By the way, Pete Briscoe was like, are you being used Saturday and Sunday? I was like, I got my own show on Twitch. They're trying to, you know, really crank it up, move away from the stodgy old content.
A request.
Does Briscoe even know what Twitch is?
No.
A request was put into Pete Briscoe. He, politely or not so politely declined.
Is that true?
Yes.
He declined to be on Twitch?
Oh, he declines a lot these days.
Wow. I want to.
Big timed you.
I text that. Nah, he's just, I got to text that thread and say, Pete, the office is buzzing about Pete declining opportunities to do things. All right, let's get to it. Bold predictions for the NFL playoffs. And we're going to start with the NFC, where we will give our bold predictions. And then we will each grade the other's bold predictions, as has become tradition on this podcast. And Breach, we'll start with you. Actually, you know what? We'll start with Breach.
Let me just say before Breach goes, this is pretty hard just because the seating and how we like these teams. But as that is a caveat, go ahead, Breach.
Well, and this is our bold prediction for the wild card round, not for the whole thing.
Oh, right.
Okay. I was just clarifying.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly agree with you. I think it's really, really hard to come up with an NFC bold prediction because you have to pick for the wild card round. You have to pick basically
an upset.
Three games. It's either going to be Washington over Tampa, Chicago over, you know, New Orleans, or John Wolford over the Seahawks.
And just so we're clear, I hope everyone read the email that only I responded to with the prediction. So, Breach, you don't steal mine ahead of time.
My God. We can't have the same prediction? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
I got to change all my predictions. Ryan, you are notorious for stealing my predictions.
I know. Go ahead.
I won't call you out now, but I will because I already know you stole one. All right. My NFC wild card, and we're grading each other. Are we waiting until all of us give our prediction, then grading, or grading as we go?
We'll wait.
Okay.
My NFC.
I think we graded after each one.
Okay.
My NFC wild card bold prediction is that the Chicago Bears go into New Orleans and beat the Saints, and Mitchell Trubisky dances off the field to the French Quarter as he ends Drew Brees' career, because Brees is going to retire after this loss. The Bears are the biggest underdog of the wild card weekend. I think it is at 10 points right now. Mm. One thing I will say right here is that these two teams played back in week 8 when Nick Foles was the quarterback. He could not protect himself, got sacked 5 times, threw an interception, and despite that, the game still went to overtime because the Bears' defense played so well. They will be ready for the Saints' offense. Plus, you have Michael Thomas. He has missed a month. If he plays this week, he'll be rusty. Alvin Kamara, if he plays this week, he's on the COVID list right now. He will not be eligible until Sunday morning, which means he will miss all game planning, all practice. He'll just be tossed on the field Sunday.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say...
Breach, you don't have a man bun, do you?
No.
Okay. I was like, I thought you had like, well, like a little ponytail back there. I was like, it looks kind of cool, actually.
No man bun.
That would explain why it's squeezing his brains as he's saying crazy things like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is retiring next year no matter what. So they can win the Super Bowl. He's retiring. He can lose to Mr. Brisky. I thought you were going to say the Bears are going to cover, and I would have given that an A+ because I think that's going to happen. The Bears are going to win is a D-.
What? And, this is bold. Well,
I've learned a lesson. I can't deal in absolutes. I can't say they're absolutely going to lose that game because they could win the game. They could trade for Ryan Finley. He could throw for 89 yards. They could win that game. But yeah. I don't think they're going to win that game. I think it'll be closer than maybe people think. And I think you pointed out to the overtime game. But I don't this seems like the longest shot, maybe even longer than the John Wofford shot.
All right. I'm going to say I'm going to give you a B+.
What?
Yes. And here's why. I would give you an A. Except I think you looked at the slate and you couldn't find anything really good to make a bold prediction on. Wilson had already picked a certain bold prediction that we'll get to in a second. And before I could write anything in, you jumped on the other obvious one. Now, is that true?
I would like to call a timeout. That is not true. Actually, the headline in my picks piece that was published Tuesday morning, I am putting my money where my mouth is. I predicted this in the real world. This isn't just a podcast bowl prediction. This is, I've already been attacked by Saints fans in the past 12 hours. It's getting out of hand.
I was dunking on myself.
And I have like 20 new Bears followers on Twitter. Hi guys, if you're also listening.
One more thing. Brenton said he didn't have time to respond. I just checked. I emailed that back to Devo 17 hours ago.
Anyway, long story. I thought I'd tell you that. I've been thinking about mine. I've got mine in the bag. So I don't think this is that crazy. You mentioned the Kamara thing. Michael Thomas is banged up. Breeze has a bunch of broken ribs.
Now do the Bears offense.
Yeah, I mean,
David Montgomery, Allen Robinson, Mitchell Trubisky, who actually looked good in his only playoff appearance, and he lost because the kicker double doinked it. David Montgomery's like the fourth leading rusher in the NFL this year.
The Saints defense is really good. That's the only concern here. I think this is a stone cold under game. We've seen, so before the last Saints playoff appearance, they had this long streak of covering at home. I guess it was before that Eagles game at home, right? That was their first round matchup, and they had this long streak of covering at home. They had this long streak of the overhitting when they were at home, but they're not this explosive offense the way that they were. Now, if they get rolling, they can be really good. And I think the Saints are a very complete team. And I think the Saints are being overlooked in the NFC playoff picture because people are so, enchanted with Aaron Rodgers and looking at Tom Brady, who's been white hot the last few weeks. Drew Brees has been banged up. I mean, betting against Sean Payton is a crazy idea, but I do agree with you. I think I like the Bears against the spread. And I think there's a chance that this becomes such a defensive slugfest and that the Bears sort of have a similar formula to what we saw from the Vikings last year, where you can go into New Orleans, like just, you got to have an all out incredible game from your pass rushers, but you get pressure on Drew Brees like that. You get them sort of stumbling out of the gates a little bit. Kamara might not play. Thomas is hurt. There's a formula where this turns into a really close game and something weird happens and the Saints lose another heartbreaker at home.
That is the key. They've lost a bunch. The heartbreakers, they are famous. They lost that overtime game in the wild card round last season. As Brenton mentioned, the Vikings, they were favored by 7.5. They lost the pass interference game. That was a heartbreaker. Obviously not in the wild card round. That was against the Rams, the NFC title game. And then they lost on the Minneapolis Miracle. And let's not forget Sean Payton, Drew Brees, one of the very few teams that lost to a sub 500 team in the postseason. They were 10-point favorite against the Seahawks in 2010, and Beastquake and won that game. So it's not like implausible.
So
it is.
They beat the Eagles on the road in 2013 before losing to the Seahawks on the road. So just looking at their home games, they had this long history of just dominating in home games dating back to 2009. And then they slaughtered the Lions in 2011. But since then, every single one of their playoff games, and we're talking seven of them, have been one score or less.
That's why I like the Bears to cover. That I like.
But I mean, I'm just saying, if you're playing a one score game against
anyone can win.
A good defense and a quarterback that we don't respect and we don't think that they should sign to a lot. Well, we want them to because we want them to fail. But like, you're playing with fire. If you're playing a close game against a good defense like that, where the ball bounces funny, you get a bad call from the refs again in a home playoff game. There are no fans there or not many fans there. So, I mean, it's not going to have that crazy New Orleans atmosphere.
All right. I'll give it a C minus. I changed my, you've convinced me with your argument, but I mean,
can't wait to hear your bold prediction. If you were giving a 10-point underdog winning a game a C-minus, Wilson, I hope you're about to tell me Alex Smith is going to throw for 700 yards because that's only going to be more bold than a 10-point underdog winning.
You can't just take the craziest spread and say, I'm going to pick the team that sucks to win.
I just told you, I put my money where my – it's my actual pick in the game. This is
you're not putting any money on it. Are you putting any money on it?
I'll put money on it.
Post the slips. $5 on the Bears.
No, I'll parlay it with one of Ryan's bowl predictions that I also have. So
my bowl prediction is that Alex Smith throws for 700 yards. Joke's on you, Breach. It's going to be Alex Smith and Taylor Heineke, according to Ron Rivera. They both may play. What I'm going to say is that maybe Alex Smith isn't 100%.
What is the bowl prediction?
Bowl prediction is that the football team's going to find a way to win that football game against the Bucks at home in Landover, Maryland. Prince George's County shout out. Here we talked about it a little bit on the last podcast. The last and maybe the only complete game the Bucks have played against the Lions with David Blough. playing the entire game except one series. The defense is good on paper. They're young, fast, physical, all that. But they play to play, they have lapses. I don't know what the status is for Mike Evans. I know they said there was no structural damage, but I don't know if that means his knee's going to be okay after hyperextending it and ready to play. I'm sure he'll try. Antonio Brown's playing well. We know that. The running game has in fits and starts been okay. And Tom Brady seems a little more comfortable in Bruce Arians' offense in terms of throwing the ball down the field. But if you take some hits and they have five first-round picks on the defensive line, five of which are legit game wreckers, starting with Chase Young and Montez Sweat, they bring in Ryan Kerrigan, they have the two interior defensive linemen from Alabama. I think, again, it could be close. I'm not sure what the spread is. I don't know if you remember.
It's 8 points.
Okay.
It's up to nine, I think.
Wow. Yeah. So I think if Alex Smith can dink and dunk his way down the field, Terry McLaurin's playing, Antonio Gibson will be out there. The Sims have played okay. J.D. McKissick has flashed at times. Do 15 play drives, 4 yards at a time. Don't make mistakes, and keep Tom Brady off the field. I think there's a chance.
I would. Do you want to grade it first? Or you want me to, Breach?
What did Ryan grade me?
I gave you C minus.
I
give you one tier
plus,
below
man.
That. Then yeah, D plus also.
Oh, he D plus me. I'm going to give you a B minus, and here's why.
At least
we know why Breach gave you a D plus because you gave him a D plus.
Yeah.
No, right. I won. He picked an 8 point underdog to win. I picked a 10 point underdog to win. So he gives minus C minus. His grade has to be worse. It's just, I'm using his logic against him.
No, Breach just looks at numbers and says, "Oh, what's the widest point spread? I'll take the other team, even if it makes zero sense." Go ahead, Brinson.
Well, the reason I give you a B minus is I do think Breach is a little bit more bold. I think people would be more surprised by Chicago winning than Washington, and that's fine. Now, I also give you a B minus because look, you're punctual. You are ahead of the curve when it comes to responding to work correspondence. And as such, you got the most obvious upset in the NFC side of the bracket, I think. We talked about it. If you look at the teams that the Buccaneers have lost to this year, the Saints twice, the Rams, the Bears, I think that's it, right? They just lost four games.
They lost five.
Who was the other one?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Thank you. I'm an idiot. Yeah, they lost five games. All five of those teams. You can say the Chiefs don't have a great defense. That's fine. But the Chiefs have Chris Jones, and he wrecks the interior.
Frank Clark.
The Rams have Aaron Donald.
Well, you know what else those five teams have in common? They are all in the playoffs. Buccaneers 1-5 against teams that are in the playoffs.
Who's the team that they beat?
Lions. Just... The Packers.
Yeah, they smoked the Packers. Yeah, obviously. But and what do the Packers not do? They don't pressure you up the middle. They have good edge rushers, but they can't pressure you up the middle. You need to be able to rush four against Tom Brady without blitzing and generate pressure up the middle to get him off his spot. I know that that's something people have said for the last 20 years, but it remains true for any quarterback, but it remains really true and really important for Tom Brady.
It doesn't remain true for Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson.
Sure, that's fair.
A little different, but I will say the one thing Brady has, the advantage this year they didn't have with the Patriots, is he has good enough receivers. They just throw short little wide receiver screens to kind of negate.
But he hasn't done that consistently this year, which has been so maddening.
True. That's absolutely true. But, you know, maybe Bruce Arians will be like, all right, maybe let's rip up part of my playbook because we can't go deep this whole game. Otherwise, Brady's going to get eaten alive.
They have seemed really obstinate and stubborn when it comes to game planning.
Which is crazy.
Opponents. Like, the one thing that Bill Belichick is known for better than anything else is changing your game plan week to week to accommodate or to attack your opponent's weaknesses and accommodate your own weaknesses.
We have seen games with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady where they've run the ball 40 times.
Sure.
Under no circumstances, there could be 51 running backs on the roster and Tom Brady, and he ain't running the ball 40 times.
And well, Bruce Arians would never call 40 runs. He would say, I know we have a bunch of running backs, so let's still throw it 40 times
right. And
give each half those guys one carry.
So I think the two biggest injury situations to watch for the Buccaneers, one that is we're not even watching it because it's already here. It's just happened. Devin White's out. I mean, that is a huge injury. Actually, there's three big ones. Devin White is already out. He is not going to play in this game. That's a big deal. I mean, he's a sideline to sideline linebacker who does everything. He rushes the passer. He's great in coverage. He does everything. And so if losing him makes a huge difference, I think, in terms of what you can do over the middle with the passing attack. Again, we don't know if Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich will get their heads out of their butts and be less stubborn and run these underneath routes with their guys. But if they do, I think they have a much better chance of winning this game. The next one, actually, it's not even – this one also doesn't really matter because it is he's not even on the injury report. It's Ali Marpet, the shout-out Hobart, the interior offensive lineman. They struggled a lot when he was missing. And against Washington, you were going to need him in there. He played in week 17 and was – I think it was him and Ryan Jensen were putting it on Grady Jarrett. And then the third one, of course – and somehow he's not on the injury report. That's week 17. Never mind. Mike Evans, who came up limp against the Falcons in week 17 on bad turf. They will have to worry about it because they're playing in Washington. But Evans out there makes a big difference. I mean, if you have Evans, Godwin, and Antonio Brown, and you create a good game plan, it's tough to stop the Buccaneers.
Let me ask you this. Breacher Brinson, feel free to answer. If you're the Bucs, do you sign Dwayne Haskins to get insight into Washington's offense?
You think Dwayne Haskins knows anything about Washington's offense?
I know. I think that was the joke, right?
That's a question you hear.
No, I know. That was the joke.
You would hear those questions joke. Like, oh, clearly Bill Belichick signed this person because he wants to find out. No one's signing Dwayne Haskins for anything.
They're like, hey, Dwayne, can you tell us anything? Oh, no, all right, we got nothing. Okay, great. Fantastic.
Did you pay attention in a single meeting? And he'd be like, actually, no.
The only thing that concerns me is maybe Washington's a little too trendy.
Are people picking him?
Breach did, right?
Oh, you did too, Breach?
No, I did not.
I thought you just said you combined your bowl prediction with Ryan's bowl prediction.
That's another bowl prediction he has that I'm combining it with.
Oh, okay. I was trying to look it real quick. I had this and I lost it, but it was
Brinson, get to your bowl prediction.
Okay, I'll get to my bowl prediction. My bowl prediction is that John Wolford of the Los Angeles Rams will be the leading NFC rusher for the entire weekend.
That's a good one. He was the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 200 yards and rush for 50 yards in his debut. So he can run around a little bit. He also threw a pick six on his first pass. I think a lot of quarterbacks have probably done that in their debut. But, yeah, I like that. Wait, player or quarterback?
Player.
I like that. Now, that's an A-plus breach. That's how you do it. You don't just find the biggest point spread and take the underdog.
What, you find a guy that just made NFL history and jump on his bandwagon? Is that what you're saying, Ryan? I'm just kidding. I give this an absolute A. And you know what? Part of the reason to give it A is because there's a chance he doesn't even play. Jared Goff could start in this game. I don't think Goff will start in this game. I think it'll be Wolford out there.
They didn't say that?
Hey, by the way, I found the stat that I was looking for. Pat Thorman of Establish a Run, awesome dude, said that over the last 6 weeks, Tom Brady leads the league in deep ball attempts, completions, yards, TDs, and is top five in deep ball adjusted completion percentage and passer rating. During that same span, the Bucs lead in 20-plus yard plays and completions per game, while Washington has allowed the fewest of both in the NFL.
You know what's funny is that the reason this isn't that crazy is because, Brinson, you said the leading NFC rusher, right?
Correct.
It's not – like, again, Kamara's coming off inactivity. He's not going to show up till Sunday morning. David Montgomery's going up against this great Saints defense. I mean, I would say that the best choice if you take Wolford out of the equation is probably Antonio Gibson.
Or Russell Wilson. I mean, the Bucs have been great against the run. Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
And he's not going to want to throw the ball because that's the last thing you want a guy starting his first playoff game to do, start making dumb passes that get intercepted. So what do? You just say, hey, man, you just run, look for a guy, and if your first three's not there, just take off. That's what I would tell him.
Using that logic, Breach, your bold prediction should have been Mr. Trubisky leads all rushers.
And they win. I'll combine them. That's fine.
Well, then again, back to
Evan. I do
like you hate the Bears. Why do Bears fans send you hate mail, Ryan?
I'm not sure if it's out there or not, but John Wolford, it'll probably settle in at like, I don't know, 35 yards for his props on his over.
That'll be a tough one to peg down if you're Vegas just because you got one game to go on.
Exactly. Okay, let me just ask you guys this. If Wolford leads the Rams to the Super Bowl, I know it's far-fetched.
We're going to tattoo.
No, what do you do if you're Jared Goff? Who's the starter in week one next year?
I mean, it's
Jared.
We're talking about the Super Bowl, Wilson, not just one game.
If you go all the way to Super Bowl win or just to the Super Bowl?
To the Super Bowl. That's three games. You win a wild card, a divisional, and a...
It's Jared Goff. John Wolford can't throw the ball. He has Drew Brees' arm as a 23-year-old, however old he is. I don't think you're going to win long-term with that. Anyone in your Super Bowl, you give him a nice parting gift and you get on with it. That's like saying Nick Mullins won the Super Bowl. Is he going to be the starter next year, even though Jimmy G and Jared Goff? I think Goff is probably better than Jimmy G.
I don't know.
Exactly.
If you can win the Super Bowl with John Wolford, you figure you get out from under Jared Goff's contract as fast as you can. You just start letting Sean McVay draft quarterbacks.
That's, yeah. I think that, now that's a conversation. You don't just say, all right, John Wolford, go out there and win one game next year just because you won a Super Bowl.
You win a Super Bowl, you're having a discussion. I mean, the Eagles went back to Carson Wentz and look where it's gotten them. All right, coming up after the break. Coming up after the break, we'll do the AFC Bowl predictions.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Okay, so I think I broke too early. That's all right. AFC Bowl predictions, Breach. I have no idea which direction you're going to go with this.
That is because I didn't fill in the prediction sheet because Ryan stole my prediction. I won't mention it, though, even though we all know what I would predict because I predicted it last year.
And it's not even that bowl. Because
and it came true. You're already grading your own prediction by saying it's not that bold. That makes me feel better.
I'm trying to butter you up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, this is dirty. This is dirty, Ryan. This is like Breach's like thing.
Well, I had to do something else. So here's what I did. My prediction is that every home team, every AFC home team is going to cover the spread. That has only happened once in the past 7 years where every home team in the AFC covered. And so I'm going to say that's what happens.
All right. What are the spreads? Titans are favored. I mean, Titans are getting +3.5 still or something like that.
Titans are getting +3 right now.
-5 is what you last saw for Steelers over Browns.
Close. All right, well, let me ask you this. What is Steelers, Browns? So
Steelers are favored by 6 right now at William Hill.
That's it?
That is it.
How can it move 1 point with Joel Bitonio and Kevin Stefanski? It's an all-pro offensive lineman and the head coach. Kevin Stefanski will not be around the team and will not be at the game. I can't. It needs to be like 10.
And to add to Brinson's point, sorry, Wilson, real quick. 4 teams have had to deal with major COVID outages this year. The Broncos, no quarterbacks. Ravens, no running backs. Lions, no coaches. Browns, no receivers. Those teams went 0-4 and got outscored 120-40.
I will say is this. Freddie Kitchens never got COVID. What's the Colts-Bills spread?
6.5. Bills are favored.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I think the toughest one, not surprisingly for me, is the Steelers covering, even though no one's going to play. I will say this. I was at first worried that Baker Mayfield might have COVID and wouldn't play. I want him to play. I don't want to see Case Keenum out there. No, Case Keenum could throw for 400 yards. So he's one of those guys that just you bring up the shelf and he goes crazy on you. And I think Baker requires a little more handling in terms of running game and all that. But it does suck that the guy's got COVID. All right. You want to grade Breach's bold prediction? I gave it an A.
Plus 550 if you parlay my bold prediction.
Oh, that's pretty. All right, you're taking one dog.
Titans to cover.
You're taking one dog and two
favorites.
Grade it.
Go ahead. You go ahead, Ryan. I'm looking for something real quick.
All right. He gave you a C. That's what he's trying to tell you, Breach. My bold prediction.
Ryan gave me an A. I just want everybody to know that in case they didn't hear it.
Because I'm not vindictive. My bold prediction, which I stole from Breach's grasp. Like he owns this. Titans beat the Ravens for the third straight time. Henry runs wild. In parentheses, again. This isn't that bold because I think the Titans, I don't know why the Titans aren't favored. Do we know why they're not favored?
Apparently because the Ravens have run for like 2,000 yards over the past 5 weeks.
And we talked about those five games, all against terrible teams except the Browns. They won the Browns game. That was with the Cowboys, the Jaguars, the Bengals, and one other terrible team they beat.
The Giants.
The Giants off the top of my head. So,
by the way, on the Browns and Steelers game, and this also applies to the Rams and Seahawks game. Since 2002, 59 quarterbacks have made their playoff debuts. 12 faced each other. Take them out.
Yeah.
Of the remaining 47 quarterbacks who made their playoff debuts, they are 15-32 straight up, 13-33-1 against the spread.
Is that in regards to John Wofford?
And Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Baker, right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's asking Baker to go out there first time without Kevin Stefanski running the offense and to win the game.
And add to that, I think the number is 9-30 if it's just the wild card round, because some people made their debut in the divisional round, so it's even worse in the wild card round.
Let's just say Kevin Stefanski was able to coach. He didn't have COVID, but you knew one of your best players was out. You didn't know who for Kevin Stefanski. Would you rather have Baker Mayfield out or Nick Chubb out?
Baker.
Right? Keenum and Nick Chubb? I mean, that's not terrible.
I don't know. I might say Chubb, if only because you still have Kareem Hunt. But Nick Chubb is a special running back. Don't get me wrong.
And Baker, you know, when the lights are bright and he's down early, we talk about it all the time. I don't hate Baker, but it's reality. Like, he's just a young quarterback that's not there yet. I feel like Keenum might struggle.
Did he get slaughtered in the playoff by Alabama? I think he did.
Who?
Baker.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember that far back. But that doesn't matter to me. Just ask him to do a lot. Under those situations, in that circumstance, can be tough. All right. What's your bold prediction?
My grade for Breach's bold prediction is a, I'm going to give him another B plus.
A D plus for
B plus.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this guy.
Worried.
I would go A, but I mean, you know, it's two big favorites and one dog who's going to cover. It is your team, the Titans, that have beaten the Ravens a bunch. My only concern is that I've given you a B plus because the creativity is outstanding. All right, Ryan, what's your bold prediction?
I already said it. We just talked about it. You didn't.
Yeah, he gave it.
I'll
grade yours too. I was looking at that stat.
Titans over the Ravens. I'll grade it first since you were looking at the stat. I am going to give it a B. As Ryan said himself, it is not that bold, but it's still a 3.5-point underdog. The Titans would still have to beat them 3 straight times. And of course, this was also my bold prediction. So if I were to grade it low, that would make me look bad. So I am giving it a B.
B still makes you look bad.
I'm going to give you a D because you stole it from Breach.
I'll take it. It's passing. Whatever.
I think a lot of people will pick the Titans to beat the Ravens.
I think everybody feels burnt by no offense to you guys, but I went back and looked at both, even the regular season game. I know you guys, not just you guys, but everyone at CBS Sports picked the Ravens last year in the playoff. So I thought maybe someone picked the Titans the regular season game. No.
Yeah.
So everyone rode the Ravens train twice. I feel like a lot of people did that. A lot of people feel burnt. And I think it's probably picks will be like 60-40. If you look somewhere at Pick Watch, I think it'll be about 60-40 in favor of the Ravens.
All right. My bold prediction for, you know what? I'm going to combine mine for the overall postseason as well as the AFC because I have two bold predictions for the overall postseason. My AFC prediction is that the Colts take out the Bills, but then the Colts are going to take out the Chiefs. Jeez. That's right, baby. Colts to the AFC championship game through Buffalo and Kansas City. That is my, so that's my AFC wild card and AFC overall.
Well, so if they knock out the one and the two, are you just going to take them all the way to the Super Bowl or you're not going to take them that far?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
My bold prediction. I like that a lot. My bold
prediction. Who are they playing? I mean, sure.
My bold prediction is that the Steelers beat the Colts in the AFC championship game and Philip Rivers throws for 400 yards.
Dude, don't be a troll. What is your real prediction?
Ben Roethlisberger versus Philip Rivers, battle of 2004.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Now, my bold prediction is that they'll meet in the – I'll give you that. I'll roll with your side. I was just going to go some Steelers crazy stat because I actually didn't pick a bold prediction yet. But sure. Steelers-Colts meet in the AFC Championship game, 2004, first-round quarterbacks, matchup, and the winner gets to go to the Hall of Fame, which means
– but then I'm going to take a – I've got one more bold prediction for the playoffs that I was going to throw out. And then the winner – I do like Colts-Steelers AFC Championship game. The winner plays Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
So that's a combined 115 or so years of quarterback.
235 years of quarterbacks out there.
That would be right, fun. And Colts, Steelers would be a fun week on the podcast because we got Ryan, Steelers homer, Brinson, the Rivers homer, and me. I went to college with Ben. We're practically best friends.
All right, Breach, what's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction for the overall playoffs is that the Seattle Seahawks get to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if I'm going to pick them to win it, but the Super Bowl team out of the NFC, that's my bold prediction.
I like that one. I'm doing this fantasy. It's FPC.
Wait, let me throw one thing real quick. If the Seahawks win, they cannot play Green Bay in the divisional round. So that's one of the – because Green Bay can't play the 2 or 3 seed. And because of that, I like the idea that they wouldn't have to play until the NFC title game or that Green Bay could maybe lose in the divisional round. And then who knows who you play?
Play either Washington or – Tampa.
Unless the 6 or 7 win. So, the Rams can't win because then my prediction would be wrong. So if the Bears win, they would play Washington, Tampa, or the Bears.
Yeah. But they wouldn't play the Seahawks is the whole point.
Right. In the divisional round.
But I'm in this fantasy football playoff championship thing and you have to take the way you do the rosters is crazy. You have 12 total players, right? You can only pick one player from each team. And so you have to figure out, like, who do you want your quarterback to be? You know, do you want it to be Russell Wilson? You get double the points in the Super Bowl for each game.
Do you understand? Make the picks now and you can't repick. Whatever
you pick
happens.
Before the Super Bowl, there's 6,000 people in the contest. Winner gets $500,000.
Oh, I thought you meant you picked them now and you just, whatever guys you have throughout the Super Bowl, that's who you have. So if you only have 2 players left in the Super Bowl, that's who you roll with.
Yeah. So like, if you don't get good, you know, if you pick Kamara, and the Saints lose to the Bears.
That's it.
You get one game's worth of Kamara points.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you
took Phillip Rivers is what you're saying.
No. I'm thinking about taking Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Now that makes a lot more sense.
Cause nobody's going to be on Russ. And like he can easily go nuclear. Everybody's going to have DK Metcalf.
You should be on Russ like Breach was on Russ last year at the Super Bowl when he wouldn't let us ask Russ any questions because he was too busy asking Russ about baby questions.
You know what? And Russ was highly interested in my baby questions.
He's like,
that's how you make friends, Ryan. That's how you make friends.
He was highly interested in getting a restraining order against you because you already knew that his wife was pregnant.
Right. Yeah. That's what it was.
How'd you know that? Like, you posted on Instagram. He's like, I didn't post anything. Maybe that was my girl. Let's grade those predictions really quickly. What do you think?
All right. Yours was really good. That was the best prediction. That might have been the highlight of your 2020 season, by the way, that last prediction.
Do I need to write an article about all these predictions? Probably should, right?
Yeah, probably before the playoffs start, but we'll see if that happens.
Yeah. What about Breach? You want to give mine a grade? We'll just give what's Breach's? Oh, Seahawks. I like Seahawks. I'll give you I'm going to give you another B plus. Breach, 3 B pluses. That's like at least 1 A minus combined.
I'll give you a C minus on that just because I don't like you.
I'm giving Brinson a B plus, and I'm giving Wilson. You know what? Steelers, Colts. You're picking a 3 seed to get to Super Bowl, like. This is a homer pick. I'm giving it an F.
It's a 38-year-old versus a 38-year-old.
It's a homer pick. This is like me picking the Bengals to get the Super Bowl. They're not even in the playoffs. That's what you just did.
You said they were going to win 7 games, the Bengals.
Ooh, what if the final four is, I kind of like this idea. What if it's Colts, Steelers, Bucks, Packers?
Yeah.
And it's just, and it like all we're talking about all week. Is how the old guard is holding serve and all the old folks are taking care of business. Be fun.
There's an older quarterback in the NFC than Aaron Rodgers.
Josh McCown.
Drew Brees.
Wow. Okay. Brees too. Yeah. That's fine.
Could be Brady Brees.
Yeah. So you got, I mean,
Brady Brees. I'm pretty sure the 5 oldest quarterbacks in the NFL. So the fact that they all made the playoffs is pretty insane.
Yeah, it is pretty insane. And Russell Wilson is no spring chicken.
All right, I don't want to pull a Kenny White, just hang up. So
no, that's fine. All right, that's it. That's the show. Bold predictions. Make sure and check out the playoff picks coming tomorrow. And then we'll be live on Twitch at noon Eastern before the playoff games. And we'll do this recording afterwards. For Ryan and John, I'm Will. See you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.